On Thursday, the New South Wales government announced that Sydney's famous Sirius building had been put up for sale, with it expected to go for up to $100 million. For many, the brutalist design of the public housing building was a key feature of the Sydney Harbour skyline, with the Save Our Sirius Foundation campaigning hard against the sale of the building, lodging unsuccessful attempts to have the building listed on the State Heritage Register. Joining us now is Professor Alan Morris, Professor of the Institute for Public Policy and Governance at University of Technology Sydney, to talk about the sale of the building. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
So, with the sale of the land expected to reach up to $100 million, and with the New South Wales government promising that money from the sale would be put towards more social housing for roughly 60,000 people, why do you think there has been such a fierce opposition to the sale?
Well, look, there are a number of issues. The first issue is that why should the building of more social housing be dependent on the sale of social housing? It's not as though the government's cash stretched. You know, they had a budget surplus of around $3 billion in 2015-2016 and a budget surplus of $5.7 billion in 2016-2017. So there's no reason that the building of more public housing should be dependent on the sale of public housing. It's absurd. I mean, you know, it's an absurd notion. The second thing is, obviously, Sirius is a very important building. It's an iconic building. It's been recognized by, you know, the Institute of Architects as a landmark building, a classic example of Brutus architecture. It has global recognition. And clearly, this is it's an absurd decision. There should be, you know, recognition of the fact that this is a very, very historic building. The third issue is that the human cost of this has been absolutely phenomenal. You know, a lot of people have suffered dramatically through this whole process. You know, you're dealing with people's lives. A lot of people in Sirius were elderly. I interviewed somebody who was 91 when I interviewed him. You know, he was completely isolated. In Sirius, he had, you know, he had friends, people looked out for him. He was living, you know, he was able to age in place. Now he's really suffering. And he's not unusual. A lot of people, you know, have really, their lives have been severely impacted by the move. So I think the ramifications are very significant, and this is an example of very, very poor government policy.
Mm. So we will touch on a few of those issues later in regards to some of the residents who had been living in the building. But with New South Wales Planning Minister Anthony Roberts, he's come out and said that whichever developers buy the building, they have the option of retaining the structure of the Sirius building, but that if they do choose to demolish it, a smaller building in line with the height of the deck of the Harbour Bridge could be built instead in order to keep Sydney, in order to keep the views of the Sydney Harbour. Now, with the views of the harbour being one of the building's key selling points for property developers, could we possibly see them keep the existing structure because of its additional height that it would offer them?
Well, possibly. Look, I mean, you know, the position of the building is such that probably, you know, whoever purchases the building will probably build $10 million apartments. You know, this is incredibly valuable real estate, obviously. The existing apartments, well, they vary in size. You know, they probably are worth a lot of money as is. I don't know. It's unclear what will happen, but I suspect that a developer will want to knock down the building and build a very, very exclusive apartments. So what we have, the other issue which is worth mentioning, of course, which I haven't mentioned, is that what is very important in terms of creating a decent city, and there's consensus amongst planners, etc., on this issue, urban studies scholars, is that what is required is social mix. So by driving public housing tenants out of Millers Point and out of the Sirius building into peripheral areas, what you're doing is, again, you're undermining social mix and making, you know, Sydney a very, very fragmented city on the basis of class and income. Look, I doubt a developer will want to keep the existing structure. I think they will want to build, you know, very exclusive apartments.
Yeah, it does seem as if with the sale of land that Sydney, the city especially, and those wealthy areas are becoming more exclusive, and they are pushing, they are oddly shutting out those less fortunate further away from the city. And with the sale of the Sirius building, that's part of the New South Wales government's plan to sell off up to 300 state-owned properties across prime locations in Sydney, all in all hoping to raise up to $500 million. Now, should there be concerns from Sydney residents about the selling off of such a large number of state-owned properties, especially in prime locations like Millers Point?
Absolutely. You know, Millers Point, again, that housing was purpose-built for workers, you know, on the waterfront. It's a very, very historic area. It's the oldest public housing area in Australia, never mind in Sydney. Most of the houses now have been sold. People have been forced out, and again, with very, very grave implications for the residents concerned. In Millers Point, many people had lived there for 30, 40 years. A number of the residents that have been forced out were born in the area, and their parents were born in the area, and their grandparents. So again, what you have here is the destruction of community, you know, and and on the individual level, very, very significant impact on people's lives. You know, their community has been torn apart. They've lost their social, they had very strong social ties. People looked out for one another. People were able to age in place comfortably. You know, those people's lives have been severely undermined. People are very isolated in these new areas. So, you know, the human cost of this displacement has been profound.
Mm. So much has been made of the story of Maya Demetrio, who is one of those stories of the human cost around these sales. She was the last resident at the Sirius building, and she's become the face of that Save Our Sirius Foundation.
Right.
Now, at 91 years old, and she's having to cope with macular degeneration, and I think she's had problems with her knees and just general health problems. I believe FACTS is moving her into alternative accommodation in the coming days. So can this be seen as, with the sale of the Sirius building, can this be seen as the end of an era with public housing in prime locations of Sydney? And will the city eventually become an enclave for the wealthy, ultimately shutting out those less fortunate?
Well, look, I think it's a real danger. You know, the removal of public housing terms from Millers Point and from the Sirius building represents a real assault on low-income households. It was completely, utterly unnecessary. There was no need, you know. They could have sold a few of the very, very run-down big terraces in Millers Point. Sirius was in good condition. It's a relatively young building. There was no need to move these residents. I mean, it's a total cash grab. Now, what the worry is, clearly, that, you know, who's next? Of course, Waterloo now is a big focus. They want to actually demolish those towers, which is quite incredible. I mean, again, you know, people have a very close community ties there. You know, it will be another fiasco. It'll be a much, and the number of people involved is far greater than in Millers Point and Sirius. But this government seems absolutely determined to press on and to really, you know, to ensure that public housing is, in a sense, pushed to the periphery wherever possible.
Yep. So I'd just like to thank you for your time and providing an insight around the Sirius building and around the sale of public housing in general around Sydney. So thank you so much.
Pleasure.
That was Professor Alan Morris, Professor at the Institute for Public Policy and Governance at the University of Technology, Sydney, talking to us this morning about Sydney's famous Sirius building being put on the market by the New South Wales government.